Hello and welcome to another little chat. It's Lottie and me walking through one of our regular fields, marching up a hill. It's March the 15th when I'm recording this. I have a feeling it might be Ides of March. I'm not 100% sure. It's one of those things that I always forget. I always mean to remember. Anyway, it's definitely the 15th. Ides or no Ides. And nobody hiding around here. Anyway, trying to get back into the routine of recording these chats. I'll try and do one every week. And if you're new to these, I sound a bit out of breath because we walk at a good old pace, Lottie and me, although she's getting a bit older. It's good to keep us both moving. Been doing some writing this morning. Still chugging away at the what I call novel five. I am starting to think of some titles. I had an idea the other day, which I've jotted down somewhere, that might do. I'll have to see if it's been done before, though. It's one of those things that sounds good and you don't want to, have be one of six books that all have the same title, really. Apparently there's no copyright on titles. You can call things the same, and it does sometimes happen. Just the way of it. Over the years, I guess there's only so many phrases that work as titles, I don't know. Oh. So, it's getting there. I do feel as though the threads of it are starting to pull together now, which is almost kind of scary because it's been a long time coming, and I sort of want to get it done right, you know, after all this all this build-up. And it must be knocking on about 100,000 words. So the equivalent of two short novels. But it's starting to, I hope, pull together and all the different threads. And it's interesting. We'll see how it goes. It's a challenging phase. It all seems to have been quite difficult, quite a long time coming, this book. And I know I've had some lovely emails from people saying they're looking forward to the next one, which is really nice to hear. And I kind of feel, oh gosh, I'm keeping these people waiting, but we'll get there. Oh, she's found a tennis ball. There are a few other dogs that come and have a run about in this field, and they're obviously not as good at retrieving as Lottie is. They tend to leave tennis balls scattered around. I just leave them on the path usually so that the people can hopefully find them next time. Picked up about three the other day. Yeah, Lottie's very good at finding things like that. Been a bit of I don't know whether it's low cloud, almost like a haze in the air, which is just starting to clear. And now the sun's getting warmer at this time of year. I think it's starting to burn off that haze, and it's going to be a really nice day, I think. Certainly the birds are going mad with their singing and nest building activities, but quite a few in the garden, either chomping on the sunflower seeds I put out, or their fat balls, or they're rummaging around for nesting material. So I'm hopeful that we'll have a blackbird nest somewhere in the garden. We've had some greenfinches as well, which are very pretty. That's unusual. That's a new visitor since I've been putting out the sunflower seeds. Seem to like those. Yeah, it's a very peaceful day. I like it when we get the longer days. Definitely. A bit warmer in the little room where I do my writing as well. Yeah. It's rather a cold room, but there's a little heater in there, but it fulfills my needs. I'm very lucky to have a dedicated space where I can work Oh, there's some pheasants croaking away over there, and Lottie looking very interested. Come on, Lottie, you're getting left behind. Come on. She has a very sort of high degree of concentration. She thinks there's something like a pheasant around, she'll try and figure it out. Come on. Centuries of breeding. Okay. Come on, Lottie. A bit distracting when I'm trying to talk to you at the same time as not leaving the dog behind. Come on. She's a funny old thing, aren't you? Come on. She can run about when she wants to, but sometimes she chooses just to stroll. What the heck? She's getting older. Aren't we all? So, good girl. See what else has happened. It's nice to see that a few people have been borrowing the latest Valley of Lies audiobook from the library. That's always nice to see. I'm a great believer in libraries. And slightly mysterious to me how this works, but I try to keep my prices as reasonable as I possibly can, as you probably know by now. And it's nice that that people are listening to that. I guess it's quite a popular little niche, that kind of crime and mystery, on the gentle side of crime. It could be my tagline, couldn't it? Not entirely gentle, but they're certainly on the gentle side. And it's nice. This way, lot. I will be trying to get back on track with newsletters and so on as well. I really want to get back to doing them every couple of weeks if I can. Been more than a month since I did the last one, so if you're wondering, it's not, you haven't missed anything. It's just been one of those times, and I will get back to it because it's nice to do. It's nice to get in touch with people. It's nice to get replies and so on. We shall see. If it has to go down to like once a month or something, and so be it. But the work that I have been doing recently, it has been pheasants again, has been on this novel because it is lagging behind. I've got lots of other little jobs that I need to do as well, but this is the thing. It's getting that book over the finish line now. Got to get it the first draft done, and then. It took me quite a while to do the first rewrite, which is a bit more, it's not very in-depth usually, because I don't write really quickly and then spend ages revising. I sort of go at a more moderate pace and change things a lot as I go. I will hammer away at, writing a sentence five different ways, sometimes before I'm satisfied with it, it's that kind of improvement. And even so, it's amazing what needs polishing up and rewriting and rephrasing, especially on that first rewrite. After that, it's a bit more of a polish and a time when things have sunk in a bit by then. Sometimes it needs a little while to percolate through the old grey cells, like a good cup of coffee. And it's amazing how you can suddenly think, well, why didn't I think of that beforehand, Or why didn't I spot such and such a mistake that I've made? In the subsequent kind of polishing drafts, which we'll see how it goes. I like to get things what we call clean. That's writers talk about clean manuscripts. It means kind of free from error as possible, really, before it goes to the editor. And the editor will have a good go at it, but don't want him to be bogged down with, you know, lots of silly little things that I could easily have fixed myself. So he gets to run his fresh eyes over it. I'm not doing much in the way of advanced reader copies these days. I'll see, but I'll see. It can be very worthwhile, and it's sometimes just a bit of an organisational thing to get the timing of it so that people can read it and get back to me with feedback, whilst also me getting the book to the editor and so on. Because I don't like to do much to it after it's been through the editor, because there's always a chance of introducing errors. It's very easily done. You slip on the keyboard and, you know, you've made an error that will annoy people. So, or, you know, take them out of the flow of reading, for instance, which all books have some kind of typos in them, I think. I strive for zero, but I get pretty close, actually. I get pretty close. Especially with the Devonshire Mystery ones. They are very important to me, and they're important to quite a lot of readers now, so it is important to have the quality there rather than it being produced quickly. I hope it's good. Or as good as I can make it. You know, I have no pretensions about it. I just want it to be as good as I can do. That's all you can do, isn't it, in the end, is turn in your best work and hope people like it. No doubt there'll be things that I could improve if I look back later. But, yeah, I'll try to make it all hang together. Occasionally at this stage you get a bit of a crisis of confidence with things. I was sort of lying in bed this morning thinking, oh, should I have done this like this? And is this a problem? Does this give away too much? This earlier bit, I was going back this morning and rereading some chapters, and I'd obviously, you know, taken quite a lot of time to put them all together. I was thinking, well, if it needs changing, I'll have to do it. But when I looked at it, I think I'd avoided the problems that I was worried about. It seems okay. It seems to follow and make sense. So I don't think I'll be going back and doing that kind of major restructuring at this point. That will be a bit of a nuisance. And if it's okay, I don't think anything is broken. You know what they say, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. So I think that's the state we're in at the moment. Well, I've kind of got to the end of this lap of the field, so before we go down to the lane and trudge homeward, I'll sign off and I'll say thank you very much for listening. Thanks for your patience if you've been waiting for me to record one of these things with bated breath. Well, you know, thank you very much for hanging on. Thank you to everyone who's bought books, written reviews and posted them and so on. And who keeps listening and sending me emails and encouraging messages, comments on the website. You can join my website at michaelcampling.com, which will enable you to leave comments on the site and see all the photos and so on that I post up, which will be pretty much every week. I'm getting back into the routine of trying to do those every week at the moment. They're kind of just local photos and so on, photos of places I've been to. Just been to Winchester for a little trip, so there'll be a few photos from that going up onto the website. And, big, huge thank you to those people who go the extra mile and send me a cup of tea via the send me a mug of tea button on my website, which uses something called coffee.com, and it's a way of supporting people that you want to support, and it sends it all, contributions, which, it's really nice to have those. It is. And you can leave little messages, which I reply to on there as well. Certainly not an expectation or anything, but because you don't really get anything in return. It's not quite like some of the complicated Patreon pages that people are running, where they're writing extra stories and so on for their supporters. I decided I couldn't do that without seriously disrupting the flow of the novels that I'm working on, because I tend to sort of get very involved if I do a project. Even if it's a short one, I kind of get my head down and it takes me totally away from the other tasks that I should be doing. So I decided not to spread myself too thinly. So all the stuff on the website is free, and membership is free, everything, and occasionally there are free stories and so on, which might be other stuff that I'll give away. And that, you know, if people then want to contribute and they've got a few pennies spare, and that's gratefully received, because it just helps to defray the costs of running the whole thing, running my writing business, you know, which is things that I might need, like software and website hosting and getting the newsletter out and all that kind of stuff. You know, you have to pay for services, pay for editors, cover designers and so on, which I must get on. Once I've got a title for this book, I'll be able to contact the cover designer. I'll use the same guy because I just think he's great. I think I really like the Devonshire Mystery covers. I think he captured the tone just right, and he does a good job. He's a very professional guy. Does a lot of work for big publishing houses as well, called Patrick Knowles. And he seems to know the kind of thing I want, straight out of the gate, as they say, which is a really helpful thing. Okay, so with a big thank you to all those people, I will sign off and talk to you again sometime. And we'll go on another chat. There's an airplane going overhead. Getting a few more of those now. People are starting to travel again and things. All right. And despite all the dreadful things happening in the world at the moment, I hope you're managing to keep safe and well. And perhaps this little walk through the Devon fields is a little break, which we all need. It's kind of how I feel. I've just got to tip my mind off the hook and get out here and listen to the bird song. Okay, so hope you're keeping safe and well, and I'll talk to you again soon. Bye.